Blog Talk Radio.
Well, they build their houses in preparation for the king, and they line the sidewalks with every sort of shiny thing. They will be surprised when they hear him say, take me to the island, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon. Take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon.
Good evening, Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara'al of Beth Yahweh. Send out a text. Let me know that you can hear me. For this particular time, I'm using my phone. Normally, I have a little wireless mic in my ears. So send out a text. Let me know whether or not you can hear me clearly. This is the first session. No, this is actually the second session because the first session. Thank you, my brother. This is that second session because the first session was held out on Sukkos. So this is the first session after Sukkos. So some of the things that might be mentioned tonight might, you know, coincide with some of the things I learned over the Feast of Tabernacles. So we're going to start off with a prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together on your Shabbat day and meet with you. We ask of thee to open our hearts, open our eyes, and open our ears to hear the wonders of your word. We thank thee for protecting us throughout the course of the week and giving us another opportunity to hear the wonders of your word. We ask of thee to continue to help Israel come to know who you are and who your son is, and come to understand the wonders of your word, the wonders of your Torah, and to just think about the men and women that have strove and walked in your ways before us. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctified the Sabbath. Amen. So, the title of this lesson is Learn of Me. And one of the things that throughout the Feast of Tabernacles, I was, you know, enjoying myself out there with the family. And one of the teachers was talking about, you know, talking about this time, this season. And he made mention of the bridegroom or the clothing that was that the people were supposed to wear. And one of the things that was brought out was the clothing that the people are wearing is the spirit of Yahushua. And so that's what kind of sparked this lesson. And like I said, it's learn of me. So if we are putting on Yahushua, because that's who the Father recognizes, and that's who the Father loves. And Yahushua loved us, that he took on flesh, the condemned flesh, or condemned sin in the flesh, so that we would have an opportunity and a way that the Father would see us through him. So like I said, we're going to start off in Matthew's. Oh, by the way, I guess it's been a while since I've been doing this. Get your books, your Bibles, your notepads, your iPads, your highlighters, your pens and pencils, and, you know, take notes of the scriptures that the Most High led me through his word to put together and read throughout the course of this night. This Sabbath night, in regards to learning of Yahushua. And, you know, as you go through them and see what the Most High lead and guide your mind to. in regards to his word. If we're going to start off in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. And it reads, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." This is Yahushua talking, and he's encouraging us to learn of him, or learn from him, because what was he? He was the perfect example to humanity. From here, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. And it reads, "The whole earth was of one language and of one speech." And I went, and you know, he led me here because throughout this world, people utilize the scriptures. And they speak it from various languages, but yet they come up with something different each time. Why? Because of their understanding of the scriptures. And when they go into the scriptures based on their language and not the original language and not the original thought, then a lot of things get confused. From here, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 9, verse 26. And this scripture is talking about Noah. And Noah is blessing his sons. And it reads, "He said, blessed be Yahweh, the God of Shem. Let Canaan be his servant." I went there because it's saying, "Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Shem." And if you look up the word Shem in your Hebrew lexicon or your concordance, it is in your Hebrew section, it's 8034, and it means name, infamous, renowned. So it's something that's going to be going on when we pay attention to the men of renown and the men that believe in the God of Shem. From here, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. And it reads, "Yahweh Elohim put the man in the Garden of Eden to take care of it and to look after it. But Yahweh told him, 'You may eat fruit from any tree in the garden, except the one that has the power to let you know the difference between right and wrong. If you eat any fruit from that tree, you will die before the day is over.'" Oh, I need to also let everyone know, in doing this lesson, you know, I'm using the contemporary English version. So throughout the course of the lesson, I'm going to be reading from that particular translation. And I like that translation because some of the things that it was saying was like short and sweet, cut and dry, and gave a clear understanding of the scriptures to make it plain. So from here, I went to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13 to 16. No, but before we go there, I'm gonna jump to another scripture that's a little further down. And I guess I want to go back to this point up front where learn of me. And in Matthew's 11:29. And it says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. And so we're going to go to Genesis 1:26. And it reads, Elohim said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the livestock, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So, going back to man. So when he created man in his image and after his likeness. Elohim did. And then when we look at what Yahushua is saying, he's saying, learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. So when man was created with the same attributes of Elohim. But as we know, something changed. So we as believers, or we as humanity, have to get back to our original state. And the only way that we can get back to that original state is through our belief and understanding of what Yahushua has done for us. And as you've seen in the scripture that I read in Genesis chapter 2, you know, he created man so man could have dominion over the earth. But man, as we know, goofed up. We'll go to Deuteronomy chapter 11. Verses 13 to 16. And it reads, Yahweh your Elohim commanded you to love him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. If you obey him, he will send rain at the right season, so you will have more than enough food, wine, and oil, and olive oil, and there will be plenty of grass for your cattle. But watch out, you will be tempted to turn your backs on Elohim. And this is, like I said again, this is the contemporary English version. From here, we're going to go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. And it reads, and the man, Adam, was not the one who was fooled. It was the woman, Eve, who was completely fooled and sinned. So, I'm going here. 1 to bring to the attention that Adam made a choice. Because in the beginning, it was told to him not to do something. So he made a choice to be disobedient. From here, we're going to go to John chapter 6, verse 38. And it reads, for I come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. This is Yahushua talking. I'm going to read that again. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And I went here because dealing with what Adam had done, and after what he was told, He was told to do something. Same thing with Yehoshua. He was told to do something. And he did according to the will that he was told. So we, as believers, we have to get back to that state of mind, the state of mind of the one who created humanity. From here, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And it reads, "My friends, you're acting like the people of this world. That is why I could not speak to you as spiritual people. You are like babes as far as your faith in Messiah is concerned." So we, as believers, have to understand Yehoshua and his and what he did. And if we're emulators of Messiah, then we have to put forth a greater effort to be like him. And understanding that this world system is going to push up against us. But our faith in Yehoshua and what he has done and the power of that he has been granted, we can push through. Some things may seem a little harder than it actually is, but what we have to do, we have to rise above the carnal nature. We have to make a conscious choice of what we want to do. Because that's what Yehoshua did. He made a conscious choice to do as the Father said to him. From here, we're going to go to John, first chapter, verse 1 to 3. And it says, "In the beginning was the one who was called the Word. The Word was with Yah and was truly Yah. From the very beginning, the Word was with Yah. And with this Word, Yah created all things. Nothing was made without the Word. Everything that was created received its life from him. And his life gave light to everyone." And from here, we're going to go to Genesis 1:1, because you can't read John 1, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 without going to Genesis 1:1. And it reads, "In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth." And then we're going to go to Genesis chapter 2. Verse 4, and it reads, "This is the history of the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that Yahweh Elohim made the heaven and the earth and the heavens, letting you know about Yahweh Elohim, letting you know about the Word, giving us more insight on learning of Yehoshua." Mark 1:1, it reads, "The beginning of the gospel of Messiah, Yehoshua, the son of Yah." From here, we're going to go to 1 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 16. And it says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Yahweh was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." This is talking about, as we say, Yahweh, as we talk about the entity that dwelled, as we say in quote-unquote, the Old Testament. But now, that entity that was in the Old Testament has taken on flesh. We're going to go to hold on for a minute. We're going to go to Matthew's chapter 1. Matthew's chapter 1, verses 18 to 21. And it reads, this is how Messiah, Yahushua, was born. A young woman named Mary was engaged to Joseph from King David's family. But before they were married, she learned that she was going to have a baby by Yah's Holy Spirit. Joseph was a good man and did not want to embarrass Mary in front of everyone. So he decided to quietly call off the wedding. While Joseph was thinking about this, an angel of Yah appeared to him in a dream. The angel said, Joseph, the baby that Mary will have is from the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and marry her. And after her baby is born, name him Yahushua, because he will save his people from their sins. So from here, we're going to go to Romans chapter 8, verse 3 and 4. And it reads, the law of Moses could not do this because our selfish desires make the law weak. But Yah set you free when he sent his own son to be like us sinners and to be a sacrifice for our sin. Yah used Messiah's body to condemn sin. He did this so that we would do what the law commands by obeying the Spirit instead of our own desires. From here, we're going to go to Luke. Chapter 22, verse 41. 42. And it reads, Yahushua walked a little way before he knelt down and prayed, Father, if you will, please do not make me suffer by drinking from this cup, but do what you want and not what I want. Right here, we're just looking at the fact that Yahushua, when he was in the flesh, was still obedient to the Father. Going back to John again, chapter 1, verse 14. I should have read that one first before I read the previous one, but it reads, the word became a human being and lived here with us. We saw his true glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. From him, the complete gifts of undeserving grace and truth have come down to us. We're going to go to John chapter 10, verse 29 and 30. And this translation is coming from the Webster's Bible translation. And it reads, "My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." I went here because we have to understand that we as believers in Yahushua have been chosen, and we have been given to him. We have been given ears to hear him talk. We have been given eyes to see the wonders that he has done. And the father told him that he would not lose any of them. So we as believers, we have to make ourselves a dwelling place for the spirit of Yahushua. So we're going to go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. It reads, "And they that are Messiahs have crucified the flesh with the affections, and lusts." So we, as believers, we doing the same thing. We crucifying this flesh so that we can live in that spirit and dwell with Yahushua so that Yahushua can be our spirit that dwells within us, getting rid of that selfish desire that we have planted in us. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. And it reads, "You surely know that your body is a temple where the Holy Spirit lives. The Spirit is in you and is a gift from Yah. You are no longer your own. Yah paid a great price for you. So use your body to honor Yah." See, as we take in that spirit of Yahushua, that's how we are honoring the Father. As we learn of Yahushua, as we see the deeds that he has done, and we try to emulate the same thing that he has done in this world. So that when we, like I said, when coming out of Sukkos, when that time comes, that rehearsal that we're doing, we're preparing ourselves with that wedding garment and we're putting it on. So that when we take our our invite to the door, we'll be welcomed in. From here, we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. And it reads, "When Messiah came into the world, he said to the Father, 'Sacrifice and offerings are not what you wanted, but you have given me my body.'" I'll read that again. "When Messiah came into the world, he said to Mighty One, 'Sacrifices and offerings are not what you wanted, but you have given me my body.'" See, when Israel was in the wilderness, because of the hardness of their heart, sacrificial system was put in place. And we read in the scripture further down where it says the blood of sheep and goats never amounted to anything. But the sacrifice of Yahushua made atonement for the sin of humanity. And so from that point on, that was no more necessary. But the belief in Yahushua, and that's what he has done, that's what it's all about now. From here, we're going to go to Exodus chapter 17. Verses 14 to 16. And it reads, Yahweh said to Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Yahushua or Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under the sky. Moses built an altar and called his name Yahweh of Banners. He said, Yah has sworn, Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. And from here, we're going to go to Genesis 3:15, and it reads, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And this is going back to, you know, I mean, we read this earlier in regards to, I mean, the, you know, the scripture that talks about how Eve was deceived, and Eve was deceived by the snake or the spirit of Hasatan. And sometimes we have to, as believers, we have to realize that that spirit of Hasatan is in the world. And that spirit of Hasatan tries to cause confusion within our minds. As we learn about Yahushua, as we learn about the word, as we strive to be obedient, he strives to cause us to not be obedient. And he strives to put doubt in our minds. So from here, we're going to go to Exodus chapter 4, verse 15 to 16. And it says, Aaron will speak to the people for you, and you will be like me, telling Aaron what to say. I will be with both of you as you speak, and I will tell each of you what to do. I went here because when we deal with Moses, Moses was chosen to be a savior to Israel. And Moses was a man, as they say, he was a humble man. And he thought he had, you know, speech problems. So he didn't, you know, want to speak to the people. So the Most High, or Yahweh, told him, well, okay, if that's the case, I'm going to tell Aaron, You tell your brother, let your brother speak for you. But I'm going to tell you what to tell him. Putting Moses in the position of Elohim and Aaron being his prophet. So from here, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. And it reads, Yahweh, your Elohim, will raise up to you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brothers, like me. You shall listen to him. So from here, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 21, verse 11. And it reads, the crowds answered, this is Yahushua, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. From here, we're going to go to Mark chapter 8, verses 27 and 30. And this translation has come from, again, this is the contemporary English version, and it reads, Yahushua and his disciples went to the village near the town of Caesarea Philippi. As they were walking along, he asked them, what do the people say about me? And the disciples answered, some say you are John the Baptist, or maybe Elijah. Others say you are the one. You are one of the prophets. And Yahushua asked, but who do you say I am? You are the Messiah, Peter replied. Yahushua warned the disciples not to tell anyone about him. From here, we're going to go to John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. And it reads, after Yahushua had finished speaking to his disciples, he looked up toward the heavens and prayed, Father, the time has come for you to bring glory to your Son, in order that he may bring glory to you. And you gave him power over all people, so he will give eternal life to everyone you give him. Eternal life is to know you, the only true mighty one, and to know Yahushua, the one you sent. I have brought glory to you here on the earth by doing everything you gave me to do. Now, Father, give me back the glory I had with you before the world was created. From here, we're going to go to John chapter 8, verse 28 to 29. And it reads, Yahushua went on to say, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, you will know who I am. You will also know that I do not do anything of my own. I say only what my Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. I always do what pleases him, and he will never leave me. From here, we're going to go to Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 10 and 11. And it reads, Mighty One decided his servant, will suffer as a sacrifice to take away the sin and guilt of others. Now the servant will live to see his own descendants. He did everything Mighty One had planned. By suffering, the servant will learn the true meaning of obeying Mighty One. Although he is innocent, he will take the punishment for the sins of others, so that many of them will no longer be guilty. This is just one of those things that Yahushua has done for us, and that's the same thing that we must do as we take on his spirit. Sometimes we have to take one for humanity. We have to take one for our friend. We have to take that burden. Because what are we doing? We're showing the love of the Messiah. We're showing that light of the Messiah that dwells within us. Acts chapter 4, verse 5 through 12. And it reads, "The next morning, the leaders and the elders and the teachers of the law of Moses met in Jerusalem. The high priest Ananias was there, as well as Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and other members of the high priest's family. They brought in Peter and John and made them stand in the middle while they questioned them. They asked, 'By what power and in whose name have you done this?' Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit and told the nation's leaders and the elders, 'You are questioning us today about a kind deed in which a man who could not walk was healed. But there is something we must tell you and everyone else in Israel. This man is standing here completely well because of the power of Messiah Yahushua of Nazareth. You put Yahushua to death on the stake, but Yah raised him to life. He is the stone you builders thought was worthless, and now he is the most important stone of all. Only Yahushua has the power to save. His name is the only one in all the world that can save anyone." We're going to go to Psalms 118, verse 22. Just supporting what was said in Acts. "The stone that the builders tossed aside has now become the most important stone." Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. "And so, Yahweh says, I am laying a firm foundation for the city of Zion. It is a valuable cornerstone proven to be trustworthy. No one who trusts it will ever be disappointed." From here, we're going to go to 1 Timothy. Chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. And it reads, "There is only one Mighty One and Messiah, Yahushua, is the only one who can bring us to Mighty One. Yahushua was truly human, and he gave himself to rescue all of us. Mighty One showed us this at the right time. Going back to the title of the segment, Learn of Me. Scriptures we're going over, like I said, is just some of the things that points to some of the things that Yahushua has done, some of the things that we who believe in Yahushua and acknowledging the truth of his word and taking on his spirit, we also have to be obedient. Just as he was obedient. Because what we have to do is change our character. As it says, the renewing of our mind is something that we must do. We have to get back to that mind that was given to us, what was given to humanity when humanity was first created. But then Adam made a choice. And when he made that choice, he chose to follow another deity or another thought or another opinion. He chose to hear another language. But we have to get back to that one pure language, and that's that spirit of Yahushua. We're going to go from here. We're going to go from John. Go to John chapter 17, verse 25 and 26. And it reads, Righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I knew you, and these knew you. I'm going to start over. I apologize, family. John chapter 17, verse 25 and 26. Righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I knew you. And these knew that you sent me. I made known to them your name and will make it known that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them. So family, listening audience, if Yahushua has made known to you the Father, and the Father loves Yahushua, and Yahushua loves you, then the Father will love you also. Going from here, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. And it reads, For you are holy people to Yahweh, your Elohim. Yahweh, your Elohim, has chosen you to be a people of his own possession, above all peoples who are on the face of the earth. Family, those who believe in the God of Shem, Yahweh, God of Shem. You have been set above all the peoples. Why? Because Yahushua loves you. And has chosen you to know who his Father is. As we read in the scripture, Yahweh Elohim took on flesh and was identified as Yahushua. Luke chapter chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. And it reads, and this is Yahushua talking, or this, he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them forth to preach the kingdom of Elohim and to heal sick. Those on whom Yahweh has taken possession of, Yahushua has given them power over demons and over and to cure diseases. And recently we've talked about diseases. Diseases. Disease. He's giving you power to help people to renew their minds, to calm their spirits. And we've also learned that demons are over these diseases that people are possessed with. So as the light of Yahushua dwells within us, and as we go out and we preach and teach his word about the kingdom, and in that process we will heal the sick. We will heal their mind. Who has assist them in changing their thinking. Because the power that we possess is the power of Yahushua. Because he has given them, because the Father has given him authority over both the heaven and the earth. From here we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9. And it says, for I think that Mighty One has displayed us, the apostles, last of all, like men sentenced to death. For we are made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and men. So Israel, those who claim themselves to be Israel, those who proclaim Yahushua, we're going to be a spectacle in this world to both angels and to men because of the things that we do, emulating and walking as Yahushua did. As the scripture said, has started off, learn of me. For Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. So family, as we prepare ourselves for our Sabbath rest, just think of Yahushua. Learn more of him. The more you learn of him, the more you can practice some of the things that he has done. The more you learn of him, the more of his spirit will dwell in you, which will enable you to heal the sick, ward off demons. So family, I hope throughout the course of this evening that these scriptures can help you to closing your relationship with Yahushua, help you to rid yourself of your selfish desire, to open your ears to be more obedient to the word, to be obedient to the truth of Yahushua. So before that concludes this night's lesson, I'm going to close out with a prayer. And I thank you all for taking your time out this evening and listening what the Father has said to me in regards of learning of his Son. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for dwelling with us and meeting with us on my Shabbat day. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to open our minds to the wonders of your word. We ask of thee to continue to forgive us for the sins that we've committed against thee, both knowingly and unknowingly. We ask of thee to continue to heal the sick, heal the brokenhearted, heal the confused. Heal those who seek thee and seek your truth. Open the eyes of the blind. Give light to those that are in darkness. Father, we ask of thee to continue to strengthen those who believe in thy Son, Yahushua. Continue to help them to sharpen their swords and shine up their armor and be ready to defend your word, to be ready to stand up for Yahushua, to be ready to be used by you. Father, we ask of thee to protect us throughout the course of this night, protecting us in our unconscious mind as well as our conscious mind, allowing us to meditate on the wonders of your word, to enjoy the depths of thy spirit. Father, we thank thee for choosing us. We thank thee for encouraging us throughout the course of this week. We thank thee for helping us to stand on that chief cornerstone, which is Yahushua. We thank thee, Father, for Yahushua, our Redeemer, our Savior, and soon coming King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Yisrael with peace. Amen. Good night, Yisrael, family, listening audience. May you have a peaceful slumber.
Lost my faith, lost my way, lost it all at a price to pay. Let my heart go astray. Had it all, so much more. Everything I was for, but I let it slip away. My pride got in the way. Someone please pray for me. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. I'm lonely and I know I need. baby, where